Raimi found it intriguing discovering this fact and subsequently perusing Yarvin's blog post after hearing about a so-called influence in contemporary American politics being, as it so happened, already entirely disaffected by both centrism and liberalism in America, only to conclude that Curtis was at best a fifth-rate sink thinker, a seventh-rate stylist, a ninth-rate human being. No, his aesthetics were immeasurably worse than that, but he interjected his analytical skills, she said, were clearly nearly mentally challenged. Curtis Yarvin, Raimi said, was very possibly mentally challenged, and she made quite clear that she meant that with no actual ill will whatsoever, yet the fact transforms his polemics regarding American IQ into something fundamentally comical to her. She actually found the one chapter she read deeply comical in that regard, with the writer's absurd warning to the reader in his bomb drop regarding racial IQ was items that actually made her chuckle out loud. Oh, Curtis, she laughed, you've really rattled my deprived little brain with your poorly worded derivative reintroduction to fascism.